No one's going to remember you when you die. They're not. And I know this is a macabre way to start my first show back in a while. But let me explain. Let me elaborate before you go jumping to conclusions in that judgmental mind of yours. No one's going to remember you when you die 1,000 years from now. Think about how many billions of people have lived before us. We don't know 99% of them, I'd say. There's only people you remember are people who invented stuff, leaders of places, historical figures, that sort of thing. People who had very large impacts on the rest of the world. But like, I've been thinking about this a lot lately. Like, most people aren't remembered. And I know that sounds sad, but I don't think it really is. In fact, I think it's kind of freeing in a way. This all has a point, so let me elaborate a little bit while you're sitting there scratching your head saying, Matt's a jerk and making me feel bad. I know that's not my intention. Like, we get so caught up in all this stuff that's happening in the world. Elon Musk is buying Twitter. Joe Biden's falling off his bike. Trump's a jerk. COVID is ruining everything. My job sucks. I have to get back to this client and like they're mad at me because I didn't get them the proposal fast enough. Like all that stuff is no one's going to remember that ever. It doesn't matter. Like it's not consequential on anything. Like you have one life to live and we choose to fill up our days with bullshit. With absolute bullshit. Like, what do you think hunter-gatherers were doing 1,000 years ago? They were just trying to live. They were trying to not get lupus or something, or smallpox, I don't know. And they were going around hunting and gathering and living in their tiny little tribe, and they'd wake up and go hunt, and they'd hopefully get food for the week, and then they come back and they, you know, chill out with their family and look at the stars and build fires and try to make sure the young ones don't die so that the human race can keep going. Like, that's all they worried about. And to me, that's kind of beautiful because it's such a simpler life. And, like, today's day and age is great. Don't get me wrong. It's awesome. We have all these technologies and comforts of life that make everything fun and stuff. Like, air conditioning is great. Hot water is great to take a shower in. Food, processed food, Taco Bell is great. That didn't exist 1,000 years ago. But like the external stuff, dude, like, oh, I got to pay my mortgage. Oh, I have my car payment and my insurance. And I had this medical bill I wasn't expecting. And in my case, I got to get married. Oh, yeah. By the way, I'm getting married, dude. This is sneaking up on us. And that's a whole nother thing. Like, I'm getting caught up in invites with the guests and what's the table setting going to be like and where does the sweets table go and when are we walking down the aisle and who's saying this and who's saying that and what dress is my mom wearing and like, hey dude, I don't care. If that's how you want to know how wedding planning is going, I'm just at the point where I'm like, I don't care. I just want to be married. I want to get it done already. But it's easy to get caught up in that stuff because it seems so important at the time. It seems so important that this stuff has to be perfect. And it seems so important that like, oh, like I just got back from work and I was sending this email and I found myself being stressed because this client is like kind of mad because, you know, one reason or the other. And I'm like stressing about my response to him. And I'm like, why do I care? This doesn't matter. I'm not going to remember this in 5 years. Now on your wedding day, you'll remember it, but you're not going to remember the little things like how big the font is on your fucking wedding program. Who cares? No one's going to remember that. So why am I worrying about it? Like, no one's going to remember any of this. So, like, my whole point is, like, your life is what you make it, and it's made up of all those little things and all those little tiny decisions that you make every day that determine your happiness. So if you let them piss you off or get you upset or angry, then that's how your whole life is going to be. That's why it's so important to change your mind and make sure that like you don't let those things bother you, because then your whole life is made up of these micro decisions that drive you crazy. Do you see what I mean? I'm getting deep. My first episode back. Also, hi. I hope everyone's been well. I've been gone for quite a while because obviously wedding planning, busy, lots of stuff going on. Work is crazy. We've been traveling. We were in London. Went to London, hung out with best family, went to a wedding there. There's been a lot of stuff going on, which I'm sure I'll get to across the course of this episode, or maybe not. And then you're out of luck because I don't know how to structure things. But yeah, I mean, just the wedding planning has been taking up a lot of our time. We're 3 weeks out. Can you believe that? I'm going to be married in 3 weeks. So that's awesome, and I'm really looking forward to that. But it's, God, is it easy to get lost in these details of, like, what goes where and what the timing's going to be like and who's saying this and what songs are we dancing to and all that stuff. It's like, yeah, that's cool, but, you know, what's cooler is being happy all the time and trying not to care about the external little things, which is why this has been on my mind. Like, I'm trying to retrain myself to think about, like, how to rethink my everyday life and my thought patterns, because that matters, dude. That matters. The way you think on a daily basis, and it really matters, because that is who you are as a person. Your little micro decisions that you make and the little thought patterns that you have in your head make up who you are. And if you go in the wrong negative direction with those, that's not a good recipe. You're gonna be a miserable person. You're gonna be really unhappy. And so I think it's important to keep it all in perspective that, like, the universe is bigger than this. Our purpose on life, we don't really understand it. Some people think they have all the answers. I think they're wrong. We don't really know. And so it's kind of like comforting to be like, hey, this is chaos, even what we're living in. I'm just going to enjoy the little things, like going outside and taking a walk when it's beautiful outside, or like going on a vacation and being truly present with the people who are around me. And enjoying those little moments, because that's what life is at the end of the day. It's appreciating the little things. I always say grateful existence is happiness. Just being grateful for existing on earth with the little things that you have. You could be poor, you can be rich, you can be fat, you can be small, you can be anybody. It doesn't matter who you are. Just being grateful, I think, is what generates happiness. Just being happy that, hey, there's a one in a trillion chance I'm even alive. Thank God. Why do I care about how many songs the wedding DJ can play at our reception? Why do I care the order of service that's happening at the wedding? This is all going to be very wedding themed, by the way, today, because that's on the mind. That's what I'm talking about. But, you know, I was looking at those pictures of the James Webb telescope, if you guys have seen those. Unbelievable. Very cool. Very cool photos, frankly. And it's kind of just mind-blowing, because each one of those like little specks of light is a galaxy with like tons of planets in them. I don't know how many. I'm not scientific. I don't understand how that works. But that's what it is. And if you haven't seen them, go see them. You can pause it, and I'll wait for you. So pause it right now and go look, and then come back, and we're going to talk about them, because they're awesome. And it just really drives home this point that Professor Matt is making right now, which is that the universe is huge. And you don't know if there's any life on those planets. Are you worried about those people's problems? No. And they're sure as shit not worried about your problems. And the only person actually worried about your problems is you, and maybe your significant other a little bit. But everyone's focused on themselves. So it's important to have what's going on up here figured out. Because if you don't, you're going to be miserable. No one likes a miserable person. Don't be miserable. So I just think it's important, like, as you go through stressful things in life, which is what I'm doing. I'm going through a stressful thing in life right now. Planning a wedding is like, they say it's in like the top 10 list, I think, of most stressful things. I recently changed jobs. We recently moved. There's a lot of stressful stuff going on. Then we're going to start thinking about having kids and moving, having a house, all that fun adult stuff. But just remember, no one's going to remember you when you die. But you see my point, right? Like, no one's going to remember any of this. And yes, of course, I will assume that somebody listening or someone out there, obviously there's people out there who will be remembered in perpetuity. The people will be remembered for a long time. Like, Thomas Edison will probably be known as the guy who invented the light bulb forever, even though I know a lot of people talk about Nikola Tesla, all that stuff. I don't know. Whatever. Thomas Edison is a famous name. George Washington, famous name. You're going to remember him. Genghis Khan. Right? Even Hitler, dude. People are going to know who that is, and like that. People aren't just going to forget about that guy. So obviously there's going to be people that live longer into the future with their the legacy that they left, I guess. But a majority of people don't. And I think everyone should come to peace with that. Like, just come to terms with the fact that, hey, there's going to be a point in time where you are, there's the last time that someone ever like thought about you or talked about you. That happened to all your ancestors. I mean, think about your great, great, great grandfather. Do you know who that is? I mean, some of you might. Some of you might know. It's like, oh, great uncle Norbsky. And you're like, oh, he was a postman in Poland. And he loved Kruszczyki. And he loved Gwompkis. He loved pierogies. But most people don't know who their great-great-great-grandfather is. And that's kind of likely that's going to happen to us. Maybe it'll take a little bit longer because we have Facebook and photos and there's like a, you know, more of a trail and a digital footprint of who we are. But I think it'll happen. We're all going to be like, we can't remember every single person who's ever existed. So just stop worrying about it so much. We all have this like thing where we want to leave our imprint on the world. And like, yeah, I get that. Like, everyone has that desire where they want to be loved and appreciated and remembered. And like, I understand that, but also, that's not realistic to happen to everybody. So it's like, let's just live our life the best we can so that we're happy on a daily basis and that we're making people around us happy. See, that's positive. That's all I'm saying. This is all coming around, you know, and you look at those, you know, those James Webb photographs. And makes you feel very small. Makes you feel very small in the universe. And where's humanity going to go? Are we going to even exist much longer? Like, an asteroid could hit Earth in any second, and humanity's just wiped out. And then what happens when you die? I don't know. Nobody knows. Maybe nothing happens. That's comforting. Or maybe something happens. Maybe you just become part of the universe or get reincarnated somewhere else on Rectus 9 or some other, you know, Sector 8 planet. Or you get reincarnated at 5MX4, an exoplanet or whatever. And then you live there as a changeling or whatever the alien names are called on there. I don't know. I'm rambling. Maybe that's what happens. But like, did anyone else find that those pictures were kind of like sobering? It's kind of dope. So just remember, those emails you send don't matter. The fight you're in with your boss and your friend doesn't matter because it's affecting your happiness right now. And we have a short time on this earth. The earth has been around for what, 13 billion years or 16 billion? I don't know. A lot of billion of years that I can't comprehend. And I'm going to spend it anxious over emails that I send? What? No, I'm not doing that. And neither should you. That's all I'm saying. And I'm not going to spend all my time being stressed out on this wedding. Yes, it is important. Yes, I cannot wait. It's going to be amazing. But life's too short to stress about those little things. You know what I mean? Beth just texted me. 3 weeks from now, we'll be saying our vows. What a timing right there. And she's right. I love you, babe. If you're listening, I love you. And you just texted me that. And yes, we will be saying our vows in 3 weeks. And that's what matters. Because that's an important big moment for us. But the planning, not fun. Who here has planned a wedding? Show of hands. It sucks, dude. Anyone who's planned a wedding knows it blows. Like, I didn't want to have a big doot-to-do kind of wedding. I wanted to have something small and preferably at the courthouse so we could get Beth's visa situation sorted, figured out. I wanted to have, like, not a lot of guests, which we still aren't having that many. I think we're only having 80. But Beth wanted to have a ceremony. So fine, we're going to do the ceremony. And guess what? It's going to be really fun. We're going to have a great time. But Jesus Christ, these details, dude. Like, it's every tiny little thing. Like the place settings and the table order and then how people go find their tables. And then like the games that people... Hey, do you guys want to have outdoor games? Yeah, sure. I don't know. Do you guys want a cake? No, not really. Do you want to do a cake cutting? No, not really. All right, where's the photographer going to go? Oh, that's great. And then what kind of drinks are you guys going to serve? And what time are we doing that? And the DJ's going to play this song when that's happening. And then when this is happening, they're going to play that song. And then... your dad's going to do this, and then my dad's going to do that. We're going to take pictures over here, and then afterwards, we're going to go on a trip, and we're going to... It's like, I need peace. I need time for that not to be happening. So that's why I'm so excited for it to just be done with, so we can just be married. It's so expensive, dude. The wedding industry is a scam, okay? The wedding industry is a scam. They just upcharge you for everything. So you go to any other photographer and you're like, hey, I would like to do a photo shoot for 3 hours. Okay, $250, $500, I don't know, something like that. Then you go, hey, I want you for 3 hours for my wedding. Oh, $2,000. We want $2,500. And that's on the cheap side, by the way. Oh, you want us to go all day? You want us to go for 6 hours, 7 hours? That'll be $8,000. And you think I'm joking, but I'm not. Go look up wedding photographer prices right now. It's crazy. It's just because the name wedding is in the title. That's it. Same thing with florists. Hey, I want to get flowers for my grandma's funeral. Sure, no problem. That'll be $350. Oh, it's for your wedding? $2,500. Again, cheap side. Oh, we've had people tell us, you're not going to get flowers for anything less than $4,000. And I go, you want to bet? Because flowers are the least important thing at a wedding. And that's not even an opinion. That's just a fact. Talk about stuff you're never going to remember. Hey, honey, you remember the flowers we had at the wedding? We had pampas grass. We had tulips. Who cares? They're flowers, and they die like the day afterwards. Why am I paying $4,000 for flowers? There has to be a better solution. It makes me want to start a business. I'm going to start a business where you come pick the flowers. I'm going to have a big flower farm. You come pick the flowers, and then you can arrange them yourself, and it costs $159. That's how, and then, but you're picking them, you're putting them together. That's an idea right there. I don't know why we're not doing that. It's probably too hard logistically, but I don't care. That's Shark Tank judges, sponsor me and let's do this. Give me an investment. Wedding flowers are dumb. And then it's like, oh, I want a DJ. I want someone to just, like, you're really, for a DJ, you're just hiring a guy to bring his speakers. You're hiring some guy to bring his speakers and plus play on a Spotify playlist. That's really what you're doing. A little bit harder, a little bit more, it's a little bit more affordable than a florist. But in LA, dude, there's so many expensive DJs. And I get it, by the way, because I DJ. I'm not a wedding DJ. But I used to play a lot of DJ shows. And I would do it for no less than $1,000. A show, and that's usually for like an hour, and that's because it's a pain in the ass. You got to download all the songs, you got to travel a lot of times, the hotel and flight aren't included, so, and then you're buying some songs, so by the end of it you're kind of, in some circumstances, you're netting like $400, which isn't that great. But like, luckily this DJ was close by. But there's some in LA who are like $5,000, and they bring all this extra stuff that I don't need or care about. Well, for your special day, for your super secret special day, you got to have this, you got to have that. Hey, I don't need to have any of that. Can I just get married? Can I give my vows and be married? Is that okay with you? No. And then on top of it, guess what? Uncle Tommy had COVID. That's right. Here's an update for you. I know we haven't talked in a while, but I had COVID. And COVID, this was my second or third time around. I think I had it like 6 months ago, and I just didn't test positive. I don't know, dude. Either way, I had COVID again, okay? And it wasn't that bad this time around. It's just the timing of, like, it wasn't as bad as last year when I got it during 4th of July, thank God, when I got it almost exactly a year ago to the day. But it was not as bad this time around. It's because of that drug. They have that Paxlovid drug, which just knocks it out. You take it for 5 days, makes your breath taste and your mouth taste like hairspray, and then you're good to go. But it was just like, we're in the middle of wedding planning, and I'm testing just to be safe because I was exposed to someone else who got it, and I'm a good little boy. And I tested, and guess what? Positive. I'm like, okay, awesome. So I got that prescription, knocked it right out, and also my body is powerful, dude. My body is powerful. Okay, I turned 30 in September. I have the body of a young 18-year-old boy. Man, whatever. Who's jacked? I'm powerful, dude. And the power of my body demolished COVID. Okay? Absolutely demolished it. And also the Paxlovid helped, I would say. But the power of my body, do not underestimate it. That's all I'm saying. So you had COVID, and then what else happened? I was in England a couple months ago. Got kind of sick there. Kind of sick. We saw best friends, went to a wedding there. Then my friend Hank got married, so shout out Hank. I think he listens to the show. Maybe not. Maybe he doesn't listen anymore because I haven't posted in forever, which is my fault. But by the way, I will start doing these more. I'm going to start doing them once a week again, I think. It's been a little crazy, okay? And so I haven't had as much time to do these. And I don't even know if this is a good episode. I'm all over the place today. But I feel like that happens every time, so I got to stop saying that. But it'll come back. I just need more time and more creative energy, which I have had zero of because planning a wedding stinks. It's not very fun. And there's a lot of stuff to talk about. State of the world, COVID, B19, variant, whatever the hell it's called. Elon Musk buying Twitter, then backing out, trolling the whole world. I've missed out on a lot of big news stories. So I need to get back into the swing of things and talk more because you guys love that, don't you? You love me rambling, which is really what this is, just a stream of consciousness. I actually, before I forget, I'm going to try to keep the episode really short today because I don't want to babble on forever. And guess what I have to do after this? Wedding plan. I have to wedding plan some more after this. So I don't have a ton of time. I just thought I'd jump on because I haven't been on here in a while. I've been meaning to for the last couple of weeks. So whatever, freeballing it and just doing the episode and going. So I'm doing another segment. We're one of my favorites called Skimmy Mints because I got a couple more. I'm only going to read one because it's really long, but I thought you guys would get a kick and a hoot out of this scam email. I want to jump into that before wrapping up in 10 minutes or so. So this is the title of this one's called Fresh Job, regarding Fresh Job, and it's sent from Patricia Allard. Now, it sounds like it's from the same place that sent me the I wish you a great day and a happy mood or something. I don't know. From the last episode, I think it's those same people because it says Patricia Allard, but the email address is RamaniRasul63@yahoo.com. But then it's also sent to someone called Mr. Duantoro at yahoo.com. Hey, that's not my email. Hey, on a scale of 1 to my email, that's a 0. So I don't know. I don't know how I'm getting these. Usually when, like, you're probably thinking, well, you got BCC'd. It doesn't say, because usually it says your email's in a BCC in the email. So I don't know how I'm getting these, but they are the worst scam emails on the planet. And so I'm going to read it to you. And actually, let's not judge too quickly. They're not the worst. They're trying their best. We'll put it that way. And then you guys can listen to this and tell me what you think. All right, Fresh Job from Patricia Allard. Hail. That's how it starts. Hail. Who says hail? Are we on Star Trek, dude? Are we on the Star Trek Starship Enterprise, dude? Hail. Who says hail? So you know this is going to be good because you know it's going to be someone who doesn't have a grasp of the English language and doesn't understand words. Hail. A just-opened location for wrapping supervisor of our parcel business has just been released. Our business offers a prominent check and practice enrollment to receive y'all as a teammate of our business enhancing intensely effectual biz. Does that make any sense to you? I'll read it again. A just-opened location for wrapping supervisor of our parcel business. Okay, so a just opened location. So either the location just opened or there's an opportunity that just opened up for wrapping supervisor, which I don't know what that is, for our parcel business just been released. Our business offers a prominent check and practice enrollment to receive y'all as a teammate of our business enhancing intensely effectual biz. So a little confusing. We uncovered your contact channel via the Career Builder online space and understand that yours workmanship should be a precious business for the team. When ye, yep, they use the word ye. When ye are interested in our fellowship's location, do not hesitate to write an email to our company so our business personal hosts might be capable to send ye bigger minutes. Huh. Okay, so they got my information from CareerBuilder and understand that the work I do is good for the business. When I'm interested in their location, I will write them an email so that their host might send me more information. I think that's what they're saying. I could be wrong. And then after this, it says money gratification, which I don't know why they use the word gratification. Just say like the pay or the salary. Money gratification, $4,000 a 1 month. It's actually not terrible. That's like over $100,000 a year, isn't it? No, it's not. Oh, per 1 month. Actually, I can't do math. That's not over $100,000 a year. I thought it said 1 week. $4,000 per month. That's 12, 24, 36. That's $48,000. Not great. Presented stance for women and men that may function from within their doors. Dude, just say apartment. May function from within their doors? Who talks like that? Presented stance for women and men that may function from within their doors. Just say house. If thou may afford to naturally be present in your dwelling, starting from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., terrible grammar. If they put the 9, they weren't consistent. This is the grammar Nazi in me coming out. 9 a.m., they put the number 9 to 5, and they spelled out 5 p.m. Big no-no in grammar. You may gain buck. What does that mean? If thou may afford to naturally be present in your dwelling starting from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., ye may gain buck? I don't even know where to start. You may gain buck. Maybe you get more money. I'm lost. The kernel of our comradeship stance is to operate with bales. Bales of what? Hay? Are we working on a farm? What is included into your immediate accountabilities? Also, they spelled your, you are. Like a high school texter, dude. Accommodate batches out of a one broadcaster, change the pack for them according to our order, and distribute the packs to diverse receivers. Thou will be... Thou. Do we live in 1100 AD? Thou will be an ideal operation man for described bidding if you are a fresh mama. I'm a fresh mama, dude. I'm going to qualify great for this job. I will be an ideal operation man for described bidding if you're a fresh mama, a scholar of distant technique of tuition, retired, disabled woman, or the woman that doesn't like to leave home for business. Dude, I cannot make this up. That's what it says. That's my favorite sentence in the whole email. Thou will be an ideal operation man for described bidding if you are a fresh mama, a scholar of distant technique of tuition. What does that mean? A scholar of distant technique of tuition. Literally no clue. Retired disabled woman. Why does it have to be a woman? Why couldn't it be a man? Why can't we have a disabled man? That's sexist, dude. That's sexist. Or the woman that doesn't like to leave home for business. Okay. Stay-at-home moms, we're targeting you. Ye will not be obliged to act with soggy packs. Oh, okay, great, because that was my first question. I'm in. As long as I don't have to act with soggy packs, that's a huge, huge negative for me. I'm not going to be able to do that. That's like one of my one stipulations is I would love to be a supervisor of a parcel business, but unless I'm obligated to work with soggy packs. Chiefly, you could locate cost or sports stuff inside the batches. Learning is supplied free of charge. So I get free training. Good. All y'all shall need to enjoy the work from our comradeship is a desk computer, access to the online space. There it is again, the online space. Don't call it the internet because that's too easy. Comradeship is a desk computer, access to the online space, printer to be able to print notes for parcels. When I do this thing, it's literally apostrophe and apostrophe. That's what it says. So like maybe they think you can contract and space and printer to be able to print notes for parcels. How much money you will be able to obtain relies solely upon ye. The more thou make labor, the larger ye earn. On average, people who simply begin operation for our firm get around 1,000 cash per 5 to 6 working days. Okay. You already mentioned the pay. Are ye induced by mentioned appointment? Am I induced, dude? What does induced even mean? The only way I think of it is like labor. Induced means succeed in persuading or influencing someone to do something. Okay, so I guess they used it, right? But not really, though. Are ye induced by mentioned appointment? Don't hesitate to give letters to us by means of electronic mail. Just say email. Why are you making this so difficult? This is the wordiest, worst grammar email. It's probably worse than the last one. Also, keep in mind that dwelling from 9 o'clock to 17, oh, Jesus, is your obligation. And to be able to be employed to this work, or this bidding ain't for y'all, unfortunately. Signed, N. And that's it. I'm going to reply. Sounds good. I'm in. We'll see if they get back to us. Who falls for this is my question. Well, someone falls for it because they wouldn't keep doing it, right? If no one fell for it, they wouldn't keep doing it. But someone's falling for this. Someone's falling for this. And that's what's hilarious about it to me. I love these, dude. If you have scam or spam emails, send them to me. I love these. I live for this. I'll have to post this full thing somewhere so you guys can read the whole thing on your own. It's absurd. I don't know who, like, I just love the idea of someone sitting behind a computer. Hi. Or I'm sorry, not hi. Hail. A just open location for wrapping supervisor of our parcel business has just been released. Perfect. Our business offers a prominent check and practice enrollment to receive y'all as a teammate of our business-enhancing and intensively effectual biz. We uncovered your contact channel via the Career Builder online space and understand yours workmanship should be precious for the business. When ye are interested in our fellowship's location, do not hesitate to write an email to our company so our business personal host might be capable to send ye bigger minutes. They used email there. Do not hesitate to write us an email to our company. But they used electronic mail at the bottom. God. People are quite stupid, right? Don't you think? People are quite stupid. You must think I'm quite dense, mate, to fall for something like that, right? You think, let me tell you something, bruv. You think I'm so dumb, I'm not going to be able to see through the ridiculous language in this fucking email, mate. It's absurd. It's ridiculous, right? Wanker. Oh, wow, I'm going over time here. 32 minutes. All right, well, there's no easy way to wrap it up, but there's the spam email for the day for you guys. Look, again, I'm going to say the same thing I say every time I come back after hiatus. I'm rusty, so I got to get back into the swing of things. These aren't easy to do, by the way, dude. Okay, I know I make it look effortless and easy, but it's not. I got to go back to wedding planning. I got to go back to planning my wedding, which is driving me crazy. But we're so close, dude. We're 3 weeks away. And as Beth just reminded me, what did she say? As my lovely fiance Beth just reminded me, in 3 weeks today, we'll be saying our vows. Heart face, heart face, heart face. And I couldn't say it better myself. So we will be. So I'm not going to let the stress get to me. I'm not going to let the stress of the work from Davorin in Croatia, one of the guys I talk with, I'm not going to let that stress get to me, okay? Because that stuff doesn't matter. Look at those James Webb telescope photos. It doesn't matter. I'll probably be forgotten when I die. I hope not. I hope I could build a legacy that works forever. But if we're being realistic, most people aren't remembered. You fade off into nothingness and just you become part of the universe when you die. Sounds macabre. I don't know. But it also sounds kind of freeing. You're kind of like, oh, okay. There's not that much pressure on me. And that's my point at the end of the day. There's not that much pressure on you. No one's putting that pressure on you but yourself. And sometimes it's good to do that. You should try to be a better person. But don't do it to the point where you're unhappy and banging your head against a wall. What matters is how you live your life on a daily basis and impact yourself and others around you to make them happy too. That's what matters in life. That's the direct impact you can have on a daily basis. Be a nice person. Be a nice, decent person. Don't take your shoes and socks off on an airplane. Don't leave your laundry in the dryer for 5 hours after it's done. Don't bonk into me when we're in the lunch line and not say, excuse me, which happened to me yesterday. And I'm still angry about it. Be a nice person. Worry about those things, because that's what you do have control over, and that's the stuff that's going to enrich your life and bring you happiness at the end of the day. And I'm not pretending to be an expert on this. I'm just saying this is what works for me. I'm a happy person, dude. I love my life. My life is great. And are there times that I get stressed and I lose sight of that sometimes? Hell yeah, dude. But for the most part, I'm a happy little geezer, right? I feel great. Life's a gift. Not to get all corny on you, but it is, and I'm stoked to be married, and I can't wait for the adventure in front of me. A lot of people look at this and go, oh, getting married, but it all changes after that. It's going to be crazy. And I'm like, what a negative view you have. They're like, ah, it's, you don't get any alone time anymore. Oh, kids, wait till you have kids. That's going to suck. Say goodbye to going to bed late. We're too tired. We go to bed at 8:30. I'm like, that sounds fucking awesome. I can't wait to have a little me running around who I get to teach about. Teach the world to, and I get to teach them how to do things, or her how to do things, and how to live your life based on the life experiences I have. That's what excites me, dude. That's awesome, and I'm going to be able to directly impact that person's life, and maybe she'll or he'll go on to do something great someday. And then some people will go to their Wikipedia page, and then I'll just be a little blurb. Like, his father was Matthew Thomas. If I don't end up doing anything with my life, but I'm still doing something. That's my point. Like, just because you get forgotten at the end of time doesn't mean you didn't do anything with your life. You impact yourself and your loved ones and the people around you. And so you do have an impact. And that's a really positive thing to think about at the end of the day. So I'm not saying you're going to be forgotten when you die to be negative. I'm saying it as a positive thing. It's about perspective. And like I mentioned earlier, there's people who've changed the world for the positive, and there's people who change the world for the worse. And that's a lot of pressure to put on yourself, so don't do that. Accept the fact that life is what it is. The universe is a crazy mystery. And these pictures of James Webb universe just confirm that. So your emails don't matter. Your calls from your boss don't matter. Even the wedding planning doesn't matter. Am I getting married? Yeah. And that's all that matters to me. Am I committing myself to someone for the rest of my life? Yeah. So stop worrying about that external bullshit. And start looking for the positives. We tend to be too negative. And even if you aren't remembered, our lives are all so much more valuable than we care to believe. So that's it from me. And I'll see you guys next time. I'll be back soon. Hopefully next week. I'll see you later.